Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
An Anchorage woman was arrested on Friday, November 8th at the Spring Creek Correctional Center after it was discovered that she had smuggled suboxone to an inmate there. Just after 4 p.m. on Friday, Alaska State Troopers in Seward received a promoting contraband complaint from the Spring Creek Correctional Center. The investigation revealed that 19-year-old Whitney Lamont of Anchorage had smuggled suboxone into the facility. Whitney delivered the suboxone to 19-year-old inmate Robert Dundas. Dundas swallowed the suboxone before being detained by correctional officers. Lamont was placed under arrest for misconduct involving controlled substances in the fourth degree and promoting contraband in the first degree. She was then transported to Wildwood pretrial, where she was remanded on the aforementioned charges without bail. The following day, troopers executed multiple search warrants, including a search warrant of Whitney's vehicle. The search of the vehicle revealed a concealable handgun in Whitney's purse. Seward AST filed an additional charge for misconduct involving weapons in the second degree. Additionally, state troopers in Seward are requesting several summonses for Dundas, including misconduct involving controlled substances in the fourth degree, promoting contraband in the first degree, and tampering with physical evidence. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. Alaska lawmakers expect bipartisan coalitions to control the state House and Senate when the Alaska legislature convenes in January, but they don't know who the state's governor will be. Governor Mike Dunleavy's second term isn't over until December of 2026, but in a series of interviews, legislators say they believe he may be offered a job in the new administration of President Donald Trump, and in interviews, the governor has indicated that he's open to taking a job with Trump. Senate President Gary Stevens of Kodiak said he's been looking for Dunleavy's name to be mentioned as a candidate for various cabinet positions, but he hasn't seen it yet. In October, Dunleavy told reporter Nat Herz that he hadn't had a conversation with the president-elect about a job, but that he wouldn't rule out the possibility. The governor said, "I'm more than happy to have a discussion with the president about anything, as long as it can move Alaska forward."
"During my second term, we will continue the fight for Alaska like never before. We will ensure the gas line project gets built to provide affordable energy to Alaska and allies all over the world. We will maximize Alaska's mining potential, and we will ensure Alaska gets even more defense investment as we fully rebuild our military, especially as Russia and China are making menacing moves in the Pacific. Thank you to everyone in Alaska, and thank you to your great governor. We're going to work together just like we have in the past. It was a very special relationship, Mike. Thank you very much. I look forward to a long and enduring future relationship."
During his first term in office, Trump didn't announce his cabinet picks until late November or early December. Scientists continue to monitor Mount Spur, a volcano to the west of Anchorage and a huge chunk of the state's population, after signs of unrest this spring and again in the fall. The Alaska Volcano Observatory scientist in charge, Matt Haney, says seismometers picked up an increased number of small earthquakes at the volcano, and GPS sensors showed it was swelling up.
"In 1992, it erupted from Crater Peak, and it deposited ash on Anchorage, about an eighth of an inch, which is significant. We want to have a lot of lead time to prepare for something like this. There needs to be, you know, measures taken to mitigate those types of impacts to our society."
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.